we're hoping that this will resonate with the governor. We actually need a metric. We need something for our kids, for our community, our teachers to rally around. What I've learned from this pandemic, I think most of our staff would agree, is just the importance of mental health for our kids, for our staff. And so we really want to amplify the fact that we need to have this hope so we can project this out to communities, to our staff. It's been a long haul. As you know, we've been at this for 18 months. So this letter really was precipitated by this vision of let's get hope back in here and really look at a metric that can rally us to keep going. I hope they'll recognize that the importance of just that idea of a metric. I think going into this blindly, when we left in June, Dennis, I'm the first person to say I thought we would be back to normal here. We were on the right trajectory, and now here we are again. So I think it's deflating to staff, to students and parents, and we all know that the health risks are dire and we have to do this. So it's all about hope. It's about can you put out a metric and say, hey, we're improving. It looks like if we can get down to this transmission rate, we'll be able to take these masks off and come back to school. And that may take some time, but I think the idea we have to have hope as teachers, as educators, administrators in our community will carry us through this. We really need to focus on that.